Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right. Welcome to another edition of First Touch here on Sports Byline USA, presented by Sports Overnight America. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And boy, do we have a jam-packed episode today. Unfortunately, the international break is here, our least favorite time of year, time and time again. However, it does give us a chance to just catch up on what's going on in the world of soccer, because there is just so much going on. Arsenal, where do they go from here? They are now sitting tied for third with Chelsea and Nottingham Forest, but things just don't seem cohesive for the Gunners. Martin Odegaard's been out injured. It seems like they completely collapse and just lack a style of play when he's not in the starting 11. Manchester City dropped four games in a row. That is the first time in Pep Guardiola's historic career. We've known him for his years at Barcelona and Bayern Munich. He's been dominant in Manchester City. They've won the league four times in a row, so I don't feel too bad. However, it's something to take note of, especially with the injury of Rodri. Speaking of Rodri, he recently beat out Vinicius Jr. to win the Ballon d'Or, and Vinicius Jr.'s form on international duty, it kind of gives you an idea of why he did not ultimately take it home, because that's factored in. And for anyone who had an issue with Vinicius Jr. not winning it, this concerning form for Brazil playing teams that they should be wiping the floor with might be why he didn't win it. You look back at all these Brazilian legends, whether it's Neymar, Kaká, Ronaldinho, they all have delivered for Brazil on international duty, and Vinicius Jr. just cannot seem to get it rolling for Brazil. Also, major controversy with English Premier League ref David Coote. Said some absolutely insane things we can't even repeat on air about Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp. When you look back at the tape and some of the calls he's made, it's quite concerning. And of course, we are going to recap the unbelievable last week that we had in the English Premier League. Week 11 was a doozy, and we have a lot to talk about in regards to all the games that went down last weekend. Stay right where you are. We're bringing my co-host Nico Beefsauce in right up next. This is First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beefsauce on Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch here on iHeartRadio. Shout out to Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America for giving us such an amazing platform to host our amazing show. I'm Tyler Levine here with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how we doing, my man? What a weekend of games we had last weekend, huh?
We're doing excellent. And, you know, I know you're happier. Manchester United is back on a winning streak.
Yeah, baby, we're back. One.
I know. Tyler's all smiles. He's active on the group chat. I love it.
Tottenham lose to Ipswich and Manchester United are back. It's like Christmas morning for me over here in Miami. Let's dig into, before we get into everything that's going on in the world of soccer, we're going to do that on the back end of the show. Just because it's the international break, we don't have any games coming up this weekend. Neither of us are too into the internet, these, you know, Nations League games, whatever. There's some stuff to discuss, but more importantly, let's just dig right into this Week 11 review, starting with the Saturday slate, a game where we both said the over in this game is pretty much as lock, stock, and barrel as it gets. Brentford beat Bournemouth 3-2. Brentford plus 150 money line cashes, over 2.5 minus 175. Also cashes. I think we were discussing taking that even over a 3.5 line to get some extra juice. That would have hit as well, obviously. It was a game where, you know, Bournemouth opened it up 17 minutes in through Evan Nilsson. Wissa levels it 27 minutes in. Colvert scores in the 49th to give Bournemouth the lead. A minute later, Damsgaard scored to bring Brentford level, and then Wissa scores again in the 58th. Brentford have a 1-point lead in the table ahead of Bournemouth. They sit 11th and 12th, respectively. What do you think, Nico?
What an amazing matchup between Bournemouth and Brentford here. And we both said the over, it was a lock. I believe it was sitting at over 2.5, minus 155. The game started off strong. Bournemouth had gone under in a couple games there with kind of like a 1-0 loss or 1-0 win. And Brentford, man, when they play at home, they storm out the gate.
Dude, they score like 2-3 goals a game, every game. The issue crazy. Is that sometimes they give up 4 or 5, but they were able to take this one home. Both these teams are just so fun to watch. And I love when they're these middle-of-the-table teams. Sometimes they can, you know, have snoozy games, very similar to West Ham, which we're going to discuss. Or even, you know, Crystal Palace is towards the bottom. But, man, these two teams, it seems like every time they take the field, it is worth tuning in. And I absolutely love that. Speaking of Crystal Palace, they fall at home 2-0 to Fulham. Fulham plus 155 money line cashes. It goes under 2.5 minus 123. I think we both said that we liked Fulham money line and the under. I expected, yeah. I think I said on last show it was going to be a 1-0 or a 2-0 win for Fulham. Smith Rowe scores again. He's just having a great season, man. I'm so happy for him. He's really reinvigorated his career after all the injuries that he had at Arsenal. Excuse me. And Harry Wilson, another goal. Man, this guy's on fire, huh?
And Fulham could have had a bigger win here. They had a couple goals canceled for a close call on an offside. They seem to be in great form. We both expected Palace to play defensively in their stadium and kind of sit back and try to get a result out of there. But Fulham was in full control of that game. Very, very threatening up front. And, you know, they never really got in trouble at all in this game.
No, and especially, I mean, Crystal Palace getting a red card in the 76th minute certainly did not help. Fulham are sitting in seventh place. Just an unbelievable start to the season for them. Their fans will be more than happy. You know, they were relegated not too long ago. They've come back up, really established an identity. They have a great coach. They have a very good roster. Anywhere they go, they can threaten any team. We just saw them play Manchester City a couple weeks ago. They gave them more than a handful. That game easily could have been 3-3. Fulham probably could have won if Adama Traore knew how to put the ball in the back of the net. Better. I mean, he has the finishing of a seventh grader, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Fulham, again, up to seventh in the table. Palace in 18th, man. They're going to have to figure something out offensively if they want to stay up, no? Because things are not looking good for them.
Yeah, and their biggest problem is missing one of their stars. He leaves for Bayern Munich. You know, that's a big blow for a team like that, and they got to figure out how to score goals.
I'm an absolute nothing burger, stinker, waste of watch. If you sat there for 90 minutes and watched this one, I'm sorry. West Ham 0, Everton 0, draw plus 240, hits under 2.5, minus 102. There was 29 shots between these two teams and no goals. West Ham in 14th, Everton in 16th. I have nothing else to say. There's just nothing to discuss in this one. I think I had the draw on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Check the archives
Don't
here. But yeah, this one, I didn't really expect much out of this. Both teams are kind of, you know, not in a great place. And they, you know, they struggle to score goals. But props to both of them for keeping a clean sheet, because that's also been an issue for both teams. Wolverhampton 2, Southampton 0. Wolves minus 109 cashes, under 2.5 plus 122. I know we both liked Wolves last week. Southampton thought they opened things up 12 minutes in. VAR called it back for a foul in the buildup. And Wolves, not opened it up, leveled it, because Wolves did score 2 minutes in through Sarabia. Cunha put it away 51 minutes in. Southampton actually dominated possession in this game, 71% to 29. And they didn't have a single shot on target.
Only I can tell you why they dominated possession, because I was watching the game. I had Wolves money line in one of my tickets, and then I have Wolves Southampton over 2.5 on another one. Wolves goes up 2-0 in the 55th or 60th minute, and guess what they do? They
park
sit
the bus
all the way back, as if they're playing Manchester United in their prime with Sir Alex Ferguson and Giggs and Rooney up top. And they literally sit back, and they did not allow Southampton to create a single chance. Even on the breakaways, Wolves would take the ball and they would just run it to the corner flag on the 70th minute.
They sit 19th in the table right now. Southampton are 20th. They're going to need more of these results. And their main issue is when they get a lead, they give it up. And their main concern is the amount of they can score. They can score against anybody. They put two in the goal against Chelsea. Guess what they did? They gave up six. So, you know, that might be the formula for them. Get a lead and kind of sit back and park it in. It's obviously very risky. The shocker of the weekend, not necessarily for me or you, because we said this, that the draw or Brighton money line, there's some value here. Brighton take down Manchester City 2-1. Brighton plus 320 money line cashes. Talk about some juice. Over three pushes. Haaland did get back on track. I did think, I did say last week that he was going to score. I said I liked him to maybe score two. He did fall short on that. He opened things up 23 minutes in. City are cruising in this game, and it all falls apart. João Pedro scores 78 minutes in. 5 minutes later, O'Reilly gets the winner for Brighton. This is the first time in Pep Guardiola's career that he has lost four games in a row. That's a crazy statistic. It's also, I can tell you right now, it's not something that he's happy about. He is as fierce of a competitor as it gets. He's one of the best coaches ever. I have him ranked second in terms of all-time coaches behind Sir Alex Ferguson. City are now 5 points back of Liverpool. They sit in second. Brighton up to 6. They're level on points, however, with a 5th place Forest, a 4th place Arsenal, and a 3rd place Chelsea. So, you know, they're, I mean, an unbelievable start to the season for Brighton and Forest. But what's going on here with Manchester City, Nico? Is Rodri really that important to them that they lose him and they just cannot stop conceding goals and they're finding trouble winning against teams like Brighton, who normally they dust the floor with?
Manchester City's firepower is their scoring, but Manchester City is not showing the same hunger and the same type of attitude on defense as they show on offense. And it's as simple as that. You watch them play any team. It doesn't matter if it's Southampton, Ipswich, Wolves, Brighton, does not matter. Brighton could have won this game 5-1. For whoever didn't watch this game, take some popcorn tonight, put on the extended highlights on YouTube and watch Brighton versus Manchester City. Brighton must have missed like 3 or 4 one-on-ones with Ederson. I mean, it does not matter what you do. When you give somebody so many chances to score, it's inevitable that you're going to give up goals. And we were talking about it. They just lost 4-1 to Sporting Lisbon away from home. And me and you talked about it and said, I like the over. And you said, oh, I think Pep is going to be harsh on them to keep a clean sheet. He can't do it. They can't do it. Nobody in that defense is fresh.
I haven't seen this from a Pep Guardiola team at Manchester City since his first season at the club. I've never seen them struggle like this. I've never seen them concede like this. I've never seen them struggle to get goals like this. And listen, they've won the league 4 years in a row. I don't see it this season. I just don't, especially with Rodri out for the season. Listen, there's going to be a new winner this year. And as of right now, and we're going to get into this this team coming out of the break, it's looking like Liverpool, because everybody else is struggling as well. All right, stay tuned. We're coming right back on First Touch. I'm your host, Kyle Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Up next, we're going to wrap up this Saturday slate, dig in what happened last Sunday as well, before we cover what's going on in the world of soccer. This is First Touch on iHeartRadio, Sports Byline USA, and Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and we are heard globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Shout out to the troops overseas. We love you guys. Thank you for all you guys do for our country. All right, Nico, let's wrap up this Saturday slate. Liverpool 2, Aston Villa 0. They shut them out at Anfield. Liverpool minus 225. Cashes, it goes under 3.5, which was minus 143. Nunez opened things up off of what might be the most impressive counterattack of the season. This is a Villa corner kick. Liverpool clear it out. They pick it up. They get down the field in like 6 to 8 seconds, and Nunez buries it. They go up 1-0. And for me, who is the best right winger in the world right now, Mohamed Salah, finishes it off in the 84th minute. Man, he is just playing unbelievable. In 8 league games this season that he's played in, in 11 league games that he's played, and he has 8 goals and 6 assists. Liverpool extend their lead at the top of the table to 5 points. Villa dropped to 9th in the league. However, that sounds bad. They're only 1 point off of 3rd. So it's not time to panic yet. That number looks really bad. However, I mean, you can't say enough about this Liverpool team right now. Top of the Champions League table, top of the league by 5 points. And what we're not seeing with Liverpool is they're not relying on one guy. Like, you know, Rodri drops out of the City team, Odegaard drops out of the Arsenal team. They look like completely different clubs. Liverpool have all these different options. They have Diaz and Gakpo and Jota and Nunez, Salah, Connor Bradley, Robertson, Tomiskas, Alexander Arnold. They're loaded with depth. And here they are under Arne Slot, a manager that a lot of guys were predicting is kind of just a fill-in until Xabi Alonso becomes available this summer after he leaves Leverkusen, which is inevitable. What's going on here in Liverpool? The fans have to be buzzing, huh?
This team has the Klopp aura still. You can see it on the field. It's like he's gone, but nothing really has changed. The team is still playing team football. They're pressing up high, always keeping it dangerous, always getting players involved, just like you said, not relying on one guy, not playing the same side every single time just because Salah is in. The Klopp aura that he left and what he did for Liverpool is even paying off at this moment for me. Arne Slot is coming in as a new manager. He's got a team that's basically ready, and all he has to do is handle the pressure, give his insights on what they can do better. And Liverpool seems like the best team in the world right now. I mean, tell me.
Them and Barcelona. That's it. I mean, those two teams for me are playing at a different level. I mean, you look at Arsenal, you look at City, Chelsea are having a much better season than they did last year, but even you look at them, like, nobody looks even remotely close to as good as Liverpool does right now. And they look like they're on their way, as long as, you know, barring any major injuries, drop in form, they're looking like they're the Champions League favorite and by far the favorite in the league for me.
I said they would win the Champions League this year because I believe that Mo Salah's last year, he's going to want to play his butt off and try to prove a point of like why he's one of the greatest
winners
to play. I cannot believe that still he's performing.
I mean, he is so far. There's this, for some reason, debate between Saka and Foden and Salah and who's the best right winger in the league. Like, spare me that conversation. It is Mo Salah. 7 days of the week and twice on Sunday. It's not even close for
Tyler.
Me. He's been producing like this for years. Years and years.
How about the fact that Liverpool almost went from selling Salah and letting him go because Saudi was coming in with a very strong offer. They decide to keep him, and this is what they would have given away. I mean,
unbelievable, man.
Sadio Mane being going to Bayern Munich, we saw how that turned out. The guy didn't even play there, and then off he goes to Saudi. So that was a good sell. They were about to do the same exact thing with Salah, and I can't believe who would have come and replace him and do even remotely close to what he does.
I mean, dude, this production's insane. It's insane. 8 goals and 6 assists through 11 games. At his age, at this point of his career, he just seems inevitable. He seems timeless. I mean, he, for me, this might seem bold. He's one of the best right wingers in Premier League history for me. Not just this season, not just of this era, of all time. I mean, who do you put up against this guy? His numbers are insane. His form does not drop. He is inevitable. I would do anything to have him as a Manchester United player. I mean, just how he picks up the ball, his finishing, the way he presses defensively. You know, he's always aware. His passing is it's not even spoken about enough. We all know how good of a finisher is. His passing is unbelievable. He has that outside of the foot curler, the Travella. It's gorgeous.
And you know what else about him is he is small, but he's strong. You can see.
Yeah,
when he goes into duels, when he goes into duels with guys, he's not getting pushed around, and he's fast, and he can keep it going for a very long period of time. And that's why he scores those goals on the 83rd minute? I mean, on the counter, he gets it. He's not tired. And that goal is a beautiful finish by Darwin Nunez, by the way. He gets rid of the keeper on the right side of the box, throws the ball forward, and then he has to wrap his foot around it and score a beautiful goal as the keeper's coming for it.
I can't figure out Darwin Nunez. Sometimes I look at him and he does something and I'm like, damn, that was insane. And then he also had, you know, missed like pretty much an open goal in this game, which seems to happen almost every time he plays. He either is just missing just atrocious opportunities or he's scoring great goals. So there's no in between with this guy. All right, let's get into this Sunday slate. We're starting off with a game that made me so happy. Manchester United 3, Leicester 0. We both love Man U money line, despite there's no real juice here. It's -275. I like the over 3.5. It went under 3.5, which was -139. Ruud van Nistelrooy, a quick round of applause for him. His tenure at the club is now over as the interim manager. He finished with no losses, 3 wins and a draw. He will not be staying on Ruben Amorim's staff, which I'm upset about, but I understand. Bruno Fernandes kicked things off with an unbelievable curler. The Ahmad assist, I don't think people are talking about enough, because there's a lot of guys, and I'm going to say this, even Garnacho or Rashford, they get that ball and they drive towards the, you know, towards the end line and maybe whip across or bang a shot with their left foot or something. He gets it. He's patient. He waits a second, hits a little back heel right to Bruno, curls it in the far corner. Gorgeous goal. Second goal is an own goal. Bruno missed the header off of a gorgeous cross. You know, whatever, I'll take it. And then this third goal, Alejandro Garnacho picks it up off of a counter, cuts in, and just bangs one top bins, curls it beautifully. The controversy in this game is Garnacho did not celebrate the goal. It came out afterwards, you know, Bruno Fernandes said he's upset. Fans are, you know, kind of scrutinizing him. He doesn't feel like he has their confidence. So he scores a beautiful goal. He doesn't celebrate. Roy Keane's very upset about it. I don't understand who these fans are that are scrutinizing Garnacho. The kid is 20 years old. He has more goals. He has 12 goals and assists on the season this year, you know, across all competitions. He's a top-level player, and he's 20. Why are we doing this to these young players? Why are we not giving them time to mature and grow? He's producing. It's not like he's not scoring and assisting. It's not like he's Antony. We brought him in for $100 million, and he's not doing anything at all. The kid's scoring and assisting. And look, does he make mistakes sometimes? Yes. Does he, you know, lack awareness or, you know, do something silly? Of course. But it sucks to see him score a goal like this and not celebrate because he feels like he's not good enough for the fans and, you know, they're disappointed in him. Like, what is that?
You know, this is the effect of when you have your veterans in the team be Harry Maguire and Johnny Evans. Nobody really can absorb that type of pressure from the fans. And so random players that are just young and trying to do their best are going to get, you know, the heat, because Harry Maguire, people have stopped talking about how much he's not good and slow. And
he's a traffic cone.
Exactly. They got to find somebody else to blame. It was Casemiro for a little bit, and now it's Garnacho. I mean, I bet these guys, you know, after Ten Hag leaves, they got to do better. And
it's been a completely different team since he left. United are still in 13th. However, they're only 4 points outside of the top four. They're 4 points behind Arsenal, 4 points behind Chelsea. You know,
Who would have thought? And I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying we're finishing top four, but there's a chance. We've kind of turned this thing around a little bit. I mean, the beginning of the season was so disgusting. It was brutal. It was ugly. I hated it. But here we are now in 13th, only 4 points off the top four. Leicester in 15th. Forest 1, Newcastle 3. Newcastle gets a road win, plus 170. Over 2.5 caches with ease. That was minus 110. Muriel gave Forest the lead 21 minutes in. I definitely just butchered that, but we'll go on here. Second half, all Newcastle. All Newcastle. Isak, Dwellington, and Harvey Barnes all score. Newcastle dominated. Forest are still fifth in the lead. They are tied with Arsenal and Chelsea, who are in fourth and third, respectively. Newcastle in eighth, but they're only 1 point off third place. Big win for Newcastle, a team that usually doesn't play as well on the road. They absolutely dominated and destroyed a Forest team who's, especially this season, has been dominant at home.
The score doesn't tell the truth about this game. This was a very tough win for Newcastle. They played away in Nottingham Forest being third. Stadium was jam-packed with fans, and they were absolutely insane. They go up in goal 1-0, and the reason why they lost is because I never thought that they believed that they could get away with a 1-0 win. They tried to score a second one multiple times, missed some great chances, and Newcastle killed them on the counter. They just killed them.
Yeah, Newcastle's a very good counter-attacking team. My favorite game of the weekend, not because it was the most action-packed, and we're going to get into it after the break, is Tottenham versus Ipswich. Ipswich win their first Premier League game in 20 years away at Tottenham. We're going to discuss this one, Chelsea-Arsenal, and just what's going on in the world of soccer coming up out of this break. Stay right where you are, baby. First Touch rolls on across the world and around the globe here on iHeartRadio, Sports Byline USA, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm Tyler Levine here with Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch will be right back, coming up next.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to First Touch here on iHeartRadio, brought to you by Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. I hinted at it before break. This is my I've been looking forward to talking about this all week. For those who don't know, at the beginning of the season, I said if Tottenham finish top four, I will get a tattoo and give Nico my car. I fully intend to honor that, and I could not be less concerned. Tottenham won Ipswich 2. Ipswich plus 875 money line cashes, under 3.5 plus 102. I asked Nico last week, is there a world where Ipswich win this game? He said, absolutely not. Boy, was he wrong. The bicycle kick for Ipswich in the 31st minute, unbelievable finish, great goal. They go up 2-0 in the 43rd through Delap. Solanke thought he had one back for Spurs in the 49th, ruled out by VAR. Bentancur got one back for Tottenham in the 69th minute. But Ipswich hold on and get their first Premier League win in 20 years. Here in my notes, again, for I don't even know, this might be the fifth or sixth time, in all capital letters, I have just written, ha, 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 ha. Tottenham in 10th, Ipswich in 17th. Nico, are you starting to lose faith in this idea that you're getting my car and that I'm getting a tattoo or what? Because I've never felt better about this bet.
This was a wild bet, and considering there was no risk involved on my side, I had to say yes because I'm not going to lose anything. I'm not even a Spurs fan, but man, Tottenham has this mentality going into these games, and it drives me absolutely insane. Giving up two goals at home, I know they play forward. I know they're not the greatest team defensively, but come on. Come on.
Let's be serious here.
It's Ipswich, and Ipswich has played some good football games, but they've struggled so much defensively to score one goal in the 70th minute and then basically just die off the game. I mean, their fans must be furious with this.
Has anything changed, though? Like, since I was a kid watching the Premier League, Tottenham have just always been Tottenham. They don't change. The closest they got to winning the league was the year Leicester City won at plus 5,000-1 odds. I believe they finished in second that year. Other than that, it doesn't matter who they bring in. It doesn't matter who they sign. They just refuse to be anything better than mediocre. That's it.
They don't have, especially this year. Listen, Harry Kane leaving last year left them in a confused spot. And I think Postecoglou did a great job with the team that he had. This year, they bring on Solanke, which is a big signing for them. And they're not doing better than last year, as of right now, anyway.
And Postecoglou is this like cocky dude in these press conferences saying, oh, I always win something in my second season. What are they going to win? Unless they're playing in an under-12 tournament locally in London, they are not winning jack. Nothing.
They're not. You know what the thing is with them is that, like, they also try and do what Liverpool does, which is have a lot of players and get them into the mix and not really depend on one guy. And that's what they try to do this summer. But listen, man, as a team, as a mentality defensively, you cannot allow Ipswich to score two goals at your home. It's just not possible. I mean, that's just kind of Manchester United back when Johnny Evans and Maguire used to play in center back and anything could happen. Like, I don't see how you let a team like that come to your stadium and score two goals. Enough about Tottenham.
I feel like they need to know who they are and accept the fact that they're like, you know, a fifth, sixth, seventh team and stop trying to play like they're Barcelona or Liverpool, because they're not. They never have been. And I don't see it happening, because the other side of this is that they don't spend money. Like, they don't. Sure, they got Solanke. They broke their club record fee, whatever. But like, that's not enough. This team, if they want to be competitive, they need an overhaul. And you know, the coach Postecoglou, I think he's a good dude. I like what he's done at the club, but like, this result is embarrassing. This reminds me of something that I'm a Manchester United fan. I've had my fair share of embarrassing results, and Tottenham beat Manchester United this season. So look, there's not really much room for me to talk. I'm not saying that Manchester United also have not been an embarrassment and there needs to be an overhaul, because I've very loudly and vocally said that. But this is bad. And, you know, the state of Tottenham is not in a good place right now. This next game, I was all over this. I said I liked the draw. I said I liked under 2.5. I said I liked a 1-1 result. Chelsea 1, Arsenal 1. Havertz thought he had scored 32 minutes in against his old club. VAR calls it offsides. Martinelli scores. That's probably one of the first times I've said that this season, 60 minutes in. Took him 10 minutes. Pedro Neto, excellent finish. Puts Chelsea level at 1-1. Chelsea in third. Arsenal in fourth. Level on points. Chelsea has the edge with goal differential. Arsenal are in a very, very weird place right now. We just spent a lot of time talking about Tottenham. I want to ask this question to you. This is going to segue into just like, where does Arsenal go from here? Can you tell me the difference between this Mikel Arteta Arsenal team and the Tottenham teams that we saw under Pochettino for years?
Listen, I will say that in this particular game, I expected Arsenal to lose. And the fact that they leave with a point seems like a positive result for them, considering that in the last chance of the game, they almost scored and made it 2-1. They were closer in this game to winning than Chelsea was. If you want to make that comparison, I will say that Arteta, with the issues that he's had all year and with the pressure being very, very high for them to win something major this year, whether it's the Premier League or the Champions League, I think they're doing okay. I wouldn't say they're doing terrible. I wouldn't say they're doing perfect. But all things considered, playing away at Chelsea, Chelsea's coming off of an 8-0 win where basically they didn't even have to try. Arsenal had to go to Inter, lose that game, and then they have to go play at Stamford Bridge. I got to give it to them. Not a terrible result.
Here's my thing with this Arsenal team, though. Their fans, and it might not be the club's fault, it might be the fans' fault. They finished in twice, 2 years running, second in the league. You know, at some
nothing to
point,
brag about.
It's nothing to brag about at all. It's something that Arsenal fans try to brag about. Oh, we finished, it's Manchester City, it's Pep Guardiola, we only finished behind 2 points. The year before that, it wasn't our fault we blew an 8-point lead in April. Spare me. They drew Chelsea. They lost to Inter before that. Newcastle, they lost to the game before that. Congrats. You beat Preston 3-0. 2-2 draw against Liverpool. Good result. Barely beat Shakhtar with their subs. They lose to Bournemouth. I mean, where is this team going? That's my initial question is, where do they go from here? I cannot see in any way, shape, or form this team winning the league. And if they don't win the league, like, what is it now? 21 years.
Behind.
21 years. If they can't afford to lose another game and have Liverpool win that week, they can't. And that's not a great place to be in November. And we both expected at least at the beginning of the season that this was going to be Arsenal's year to do it. And how painful must it be for their fan base? The 1 year that Manchester City are finally slipping up, not playing well, giving up goals, losing 4 games in a row. Finally, oh my God, it's going to be our time. They can't figure it out. And what's troubling for me, and then I'm going to let you go, what's troubling for me with this team, and I said it at the beginning of the show, they looked like a completely different club when Odegaard was out. And that cannot be the case if you want to win the Premier League. We spoke about Liverpool in the exact opposite light. If Darwin Nunez or Jota or Gakpo or Diaz go down injured, there's someone else to come in and take over. And what I can guarantee you is the style of play is not going to change at all. How is it that when Odegaard goes out, and he played in this game as well,
And you're right. Look, this game in particular wasn't a terrible result. But if the expectation is winning the Premier League, these results are bad results. I thought the United result with Chelsea drawing was a fantastic result for us, because in no way, shape, or form do I think United are going to win the league. But if you're an Arsenal fan, is it time to start saying Arteta out and get somebody new in? Because that's what I'm seeing on Twitter. It's what I'm seeing on Instagram. And listen, I'm on board. I don't like the guy. I don't think he has a style of play, and I think the team is weak.
I would say if you're going to say sack Arteta, you got to ask yourself who is going to come in his place and do better, number one. And number two, Arsenal is not a team that's used to winning. Getting out of that bad streak of not winning anything, like
20 years
is hard, man. You're playing at top level. You're playing the best teams in the world back-to-back if you're playing Champions League. I think Arsenal made a big mistake not signing somebody big up front. Somebody
huge.
That
when we said it all summer.
We said it all summer.
How did you not go get Osimhen? How?
I would have literally made anything happen for them to get a big center forward, because listen, you are playing games and they are all down to the last minute, last play. You need a big guy. Like Osimhen is playing Galatasaray right now. He's just tearing it up. He's scoring every single game he plays. And I know it's Turkish league, but he also scored a brace against Tottenham midweek. He's a good player. He's an amazing player. Tottenham has Jesus. You can't get goals from him. Kai Havertz is not even a center forward. And then you expect Saka and Martinelli to kind of somehow.
Oh, man.
It's just not happening.
It's so good, man. I love it. I'm sorry. My buddy Scotty Trotwine is a huge Arsenal fan. And it's just every week he's like, this is our year. And then ultimately he falls flat in his face and he says, I hate my life.
It's not their year.
Let's talk about another team. Ruben Amorim coming into Manchester United. He was at Old Trafford for the first time yesterday. I'm seeing all these pictures. I'm very excited. What's the expectation for him? I'm assuming this season, for me at least, as a fan, there's no expectations. You're coming in, you don't have, you know, there's none of your guys are there. You're inheriting a team that you did not particularly choose. I think there's a lot of guys going to fit really well into the system, particularly Ugarte, Fernandez, but most importantly, who I think is going to fit best into the system and who will be here for years to come is Mazraoui. He has been the signing of the season for Manchester United. I cannot believe Bayern Munich let this guy go. He's been fantastic. How do you expect United to line up? Is he just going to go right into his 3-4-3, or is he going to kind of play it with the back four for now?
I think it's crazy to say there's no expectations, because face it, Manchester United has to finish minimum top six this year. They cannot afford to finish outside the European spots. So there's definitely an expectation there, but I expect Amorim to come in and give the players confidence, because Manchester United has talent. They have great players. What they're lacking is some type of discipline on the field, not have those big switch-offs where it's like 10 minutes and they just shell back and they don't know what they're doing. And number two, the guys up front, the guys that are supposed to produce goals, which is what wins games, they're going to gain back their confidence slowly with a coach that's young and very ambitious. Tyler, how about Amorim playing against Manchester United with Sir Alex Ferguson on the bench while he played for Braga? Braga is winning 2-0, and then Manchester United comes back 3-2 and wins that game. I was watching it on the Manchester United channel, if you want to go watch.
Very cool. I love when those things happen in the game.
Incredible.
Really good. Hey, there is some serious controversy this week. For those who don't know, David Cote, however you say it, English Premier League referee, caught on video just saying some insane things. We cannot repeat them on air. They are so, so, so graphic. Non-sufficient for work, really, really bad stuff, specifically about Liverpool and specifically about Jurgen Klopp, the old Liverpool manager. He's obviously been suspended here. And what's crazy is, if you look this up and then you go look up controversial calls of his against Liverpool, there are some really, really, really sketchy ones, and it makes you think, is this a problem in the game? Does the English league need to have Spanish referees and vice versa? Because if you're born in England, you're born into loving a particular team and hating a particular team. And it's a different level of love and hate, like we see here in the United States with our football teams and NBA teams. It is blood, it is sweat, it is tears, it is everything to these people. And I mean, he's never going to referee a game again in the Premier League. I don't think so. All right, coming up, we got the 2-minute drill on the back end of this break here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. We'll be right back. Still got so much to talk about.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host. Again, shout out to Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnet America for giving us such an amazing platform to do our show. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Nico, what do you think about what Harry Kane said?
I like it.
No matter what. There was some big controversy. A lot of the England guys pulled out for various reasons, injury, fatigue, whatever it is throughout this international break. Harry Kane publicly kind of said, hey, that's not it. International duty comes first. It's what's most important. Do you agree with him, or are you somewhat empathetic with these guys who pulled out of the squad?
1,000,000%. I side with Harry Kane on this one. And listen, who's more important than your country? Nobody. This is where you were born. And as a little kid, when you grow up playing sports, playing for your country is probably the biggest honor you can ever have in your life.
100%. Okay?
Being picked from England or from wherever you are to play and wear the emblem around on the heart. I mean, absolutely incredible, man. And I love what he said. I understand the season is long. I understand players are dealing with injuries, but England lost in Wembley and they were about to lose the number one spot against Greece. So show up. Play for your country, no excuses.
I'm 100% on board with that. I think it's crazy. Although I also I am somewhat empathetic to the players. The schedule is just insane, man. I mean, these guys, they get like what, 6 weeks of holiday in the summer, and then they're back.
That's
at
for
it
everybody.
Yeah, but it is for everybody. And look, it's what you sign off for. You guys are getting paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds a week. I mean, deal with it. You know, this is what you signed up for. You know, you tell me I could go play for England, I'd be doing it in a heartbeat. Real quick, Nico, what's up with Vinicius Jr.? Only 5 goals for Brazil.
Another guy that needs to get a little bit older to realize how important it is to play for your country. Messi took him until like 34, 35 years in.
Crazy, crazy. Guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been First Touch. It's unbelievable. Next week, we will be previewing Week 12 of the English Premier League, doing more just discussion on the world of soccer here on Sports Byline USA, iHeartRadio. Shout out to Sports Overnight America. First Touch rolls on next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce. Stay right where you are. Sports Weekend is up next with Marty Terrell and myself on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA. Cannot wait to keep going with you guys. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back.